streets. We won't ever break. Here to uplift, yeah, we here to elevate. Ayy, in these streets, wanna see you rise. Time to be a ruler of your own life. Inspire, we gotta take it higher. You a royalty, king and queen, call you sire. Nabu the ruler, yeah, I'm talking about an empress. Empower the world through her talent and gifts. Sharing great lectures, skits and clips. Plenty interviews, this is an experience. Real conversations, you gotta come see. This is what you need, come and find us in these streets. Ayy, in these streets, we won't ever break. Here to uplift, yeah, we here to elevate. Ayy, in these streets, wanna see you rise. Time to be a ruler of your own life. In these streets, we won't ever break. Here to uplift, wanna see you elevate. Let's go.
Welcome, welcome. You're in tune with Nabu, the ruler, where we rule with what? Greatness in these streets. I am so glad that you tuned in today to In These Streets, the In These Streets podcast. I'm your host, Nabu, the ruler, and I want to teach you how to rule with greatness, how to be motivated and inspired to do all the things that you want to do to prosper, to make your life prosper, right? You know, I'm here today and I wanted to discuss a few things. First and foremost, actions begets opportunities. You know how in the word in Genesis it talks about, and I know some of you not churchgoers or go to church or Christians or whatever, that's totally fine. You got to be able to understand how to pull the meat out of what someone says and throw away the bones, right? You ever heard of that saying? So we get the meat. So I used to be incarcerated, right? And while I'm incarcerated, I went to mass, Catholic mass. I went to Jehovah Witness. I went to the Jehovah Witness ministry courses, or whatever you want to call it. Classes. They were not classes. It was actually Bible study. So I went to the Catholic mass. I went to the Jehovah Witness Bible study. I went to the Spanish Bible study. I went to the the only thing that I didn't go to is the Wiccan, when the Wiccans had. But I also understand that probably because I was scared, I think my parents put such a fear in me to tell me how Wiccan and Wiccan people, whatever the case may be, is supposed to be bad. However, what I understand is how you have to throw, how you have to get the meat of what someone says, not because you can't allow your religion to stop you, to keep you from actually getting something out of what they're saying, to inspire you to prosper your, to make your life prosper, right? So what's referring to Genesis in the Bible, it says how this person begat this person, and that person begat this person, and that person begat that person. It goes on and on and on, a long line of lineage until it got to Jesus, right? So I wanted I was sleeping, right? You know, I'm a dreamer. I have dreams and visions. And so in my sleep, actions begets opportunities kept popping up. And I was like, oh, that'd be good for the podcast. Actions begets opportunities. So if you don't have any action, say you want to be this amazing basketball player, right? Okay, I used to play basketball in high school. You understand me? I was on my freshman year, I was on the varsity team. My sophomore year, I was captain of the basketball team, right? However, what was the actions that I took to lead me to become the captain of the basketball team, right? So when I was a child, I played basketball continuously all the time. my parents would be arguing in the house, and I would go across the street and play basketball. You know, I was a female, but the men, the males, there were so many boys outside always playing basketball, and my mother would say, girl, get your butt up, come home, and stop playing with those boys. But my actions were, I love to play basketball. So all I did was play basketball. Time after time after time after time again, I was on the class basketball with the boys, the girls, whoever, big kids, little kids, men, whatever it was, I loved to play basketball, right? So, and then when there was no one to play with, I would take the ball and bounce the ball continuously, right? So my actions, those were the actions I took, right? I continuously played all the time. Even when there was nobody on the basketball court, on the playground, I would still go to the playground to play basketball, to practice my shot, to practice my jumper, to count down 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, right? And I'm trying to continuously, what I was doing was practicing, because then when I became, when I went to high school, my freshman year, my actions beget the opportunity to be on the varsity basketball team, right? As a freshman, right? Okay, so actions beget opportunities, huh? Come on now, quit playing with me. Now, actions, you want to be this famous person. My son always talk about famous people. Are you famous? Is this person got a lot of money? Is this person got a lot of money? But see, the problem with some of us, right? Let me get so close so you can hear me. The problem with some of us is we don't want to put in the action. We don't want to put in the work. Like, faith without works is dead. So faith, you have to have faith. And you have to have actions. Faith without works. Works is the actions, right? Works is, let me put in the effort, right? So let's talk about, you got to be able to put in the work. You have to put the actions behind what you're saying or that you want to do. You want to be a famous YouTuber. Then you have to start YouTubing. You have to start vlogging, whatever it is. You want to be this grandiose figure in on TV like Beyonce or Kanye or Jay-Z, or you want to be this famous engineer. Then you have to start doing the work. You have to start putting the actions into motion. You have to start doing something. And a lot of times there are so many people who say they want to, I want to finish school. I want to go to college. I want to be a great architect. I want to do this. But you, all you doing is sitting at home. You want to be well, but you're not putting any action into what you want, into your goals. You have no goals, no dreams. So let me tell you how to rule with greatness. What you do is put actions into the things that you want. Actions into the goals that you want to achieve. You make small goals. There's no action. There are so many people like, I want to be a great rapper, right? You want to have money, right? You want to be well respected, right? You want to be this influential figure. You want to be this entrepreneur. You want to be this great business person, but you're not putting any actions into what you want to do. You're not feeding yourself, okay? This is a prime example, right? So my daughter came to me and told me she wants to become an actress. And I said, okay, so, you know, me and myself, you know, I'm going to see if this is really what she wants, something that she really wants to do, right? So what I did was I said, okay, well, purchased this class on Udemy, and it discussed acting and what you need to do and how you do it and what's not. And I made her, to see if she was serious, I had her go through the course. So she went through the entire course in a day. Then I told her, okay, you have to, you know, work out, and you have to do this, and you have to do that. And she still wants to be an actress after all the things that I've put her through or said that she needs to accomplish. She is serious and wants to be, she wants really wants to be on Stranger Things for some reason. And I'm like, you know, I understand that, you know, how your kids always say that they want something. They really want, I want to do this and I want to do that. I want to be great and I want to do this. However, they're not doing the actions, okay, to beget the opportunity. So I told my child, I said, the things that you want to do, because, you know, we will have to go to Chicago. We will have to take trips to Chicago and take trips to California and take trips to Georgia and take all these pictures and do this and that to really get her into being an actress. We have to put in the actions and the effort to get the opportunities so she can become the actress that she wants to be, right? So as a mother, I'm willing to do that. I'm willing to do whatever it takes to make my children's dreams come true. But the caveat to that is my child has to put more effort into her dream than I do, right? She has to say, hey, Mom, I want to be an actress and I'm willing to put in the work. A lot of us are not willing to put in the work. Are you willing to put in the work for your dreams? Are you willing to put in the work for your goals? Are you willing to put in the work so you can get that good credit? So you can get that car that you want? So you can get that house? You want a black Beamer, right? But have you put in the work to get the Beamer? Have you, is your, not only your spiritual straight, but your natural. Is your natural straight? Is your, have you put in all the work that you need to do? Like we talk, a lot of us talk. When I was in incarcerated, a lot of us talk a good game, but we put no effort into what we talking about. Oh, when I get out, you know what I'm saying? When I get out, you know, I'm going to do this. I'm going to make sure I have a house. I'm going to give me a good job. I ain't never coming back to prison. But as I sat there, that very same person came right back to prison. As I sat there time and time again, the same people who had these pipe dreams, these hype dreams, these night dreams, they continuously came back to the prison. And why? Because their actions was total, they had total opposites. Their actions and what they were saying are total opposites. So what you're saying, if it doesn't align up with your actions, then how are you going to succeed? It's simple as that. It's simple as that. You have to, for one thing, you have to first change your mind. And I don't care if you came up in a poor environment. I don't care if you came up and your mother and your father was, you know, fist fighting or you know, you came up and people told you you were never going to be anything. I was told consistently that I would never amount to anything because they said I wouldn't make it. They said I wouldn't be here today. They said I wouldn't amount to anything. But guess what? But there was something that was inside of me, despite being homeless, despite being molested, despite being going to prison, despite being angry all the time, misused, abused, mistreated. I had something inside of me that continuously told me I was going to make it. And some of us don't have that. And I don't get me wrong, you know, I've been in a few dark places in my lifetime. But my actions beget my opportunities. Despite the officers trying to tear me down, despite the officers telling me I wouldn't amount to anything, despite the officers trying to hold me back and giving me convicting me of doing something that I did not do. I still had it in me. There was a fire inside of me. And not only the fire inside of me, but I had to prove those who were against me, I had to prove them wrong. So when I got out, my actions, prime example, when I got out from prison, when I went into prison, you know, I was a college student about to graduate from college, right? Educated. You understand? You understand what I'm saying? I was educated. However, my actions, I still committed a crime. I still ended up going to prison, right? And while I was in prison, there were officers who could always tore me down because of the way I looked. Back then, I was a stud, right? So, you know, in my eyes, I looked like a boy or a man. You know what I'm saying? Your mind is powerful. So your mind will trick you to think that you're something that you're really not. And so I thought I was, this is what I was thinking, how I was thinking. And the officers treated me. They were like, oh, you think you're bad, or you think you're a man, or you think you're this. No, Buster, I know I'm not a man. I'm in a female prison. I know that. I know I bleed every month. I understand who I am. The problem is you're intimidated by who I am. You're intimidated by the authority in which I walk. You're intimidated because you see there's something about me that stands out from everybody else. So my action said, when I went to prison, I was like, man, I'm going to go to prison, this and that. And my mindset, I'm going to be honest, my mindset was not right. And when I say my mindset wasn't right, I still had this, there was something about me. You know what I'm saying? I was angry. I was, young and don't know how to deal with the traumas of your life, period. Okay? But my actions was, I'm just going to go to prison. I'm going to do my time. I'm going to handle my business. I'm going to do this. I'm going to come home, right? And that's what I did. However, I wasn't aware of all the things that I would have to endure and the punishments that I would have to take while I was in prison. I didn't realize that men would stare at me while I'm on the toilet. I didn't realize that, they would mistreat me. I didn't realize that. I thought my sentence was to go to prison. I didn't understand in totality that not only is your sentence to go to prison, but to be mistreated while you're in there. I didn't understand that. And a lot of us don't understand that. But my actions when I went to prison was, I'm going to do right. You know what I mean? I'm going to handle my business. I made a mistake. I had one action. One of my actions turned my whole life upside down, right? But in retrospect, what it did was all of my actions that got me to prison, my actions out the prison, before prison, beget the opportunity to go to prison. You dig what I'm saying? You understand what I'm saying? Let me say that one more time. The actions before prison beget the opportunity to go to prison. And you're like, why you say it's an opportunity? Because I had an opportunity to learn while I was in prison. I had the opportunity to meet different people from all walks of life. And it changed the trajectory of my life. Right? So now, everybody, the opportunity. I can get a dictionary and explain opportunities to you, or you can do that yourself. I'm just saying that was an opportunity. Like, oh, you have an opportunity to go to prison. Yeah, you mess up, you do something wrong, you got an opportunity to go to prison. And that's what happened. But while I was incarcerated, guess what? It gave me the opportunity to learn, don't come back here no more. You feel me? Quit playing with me. It gave me an opportunity to see where I don't want to be. You understand? It gave me an opportunity to see, this ain't for me. This ain't that. right? So what I'm saying to you is your actions is going to beget your opportunities in a positive manner or a negative manner, right? So going inside of the prisons and seeing that basic, the food that I had to eat, the people I had to be around, you are in prison with people who, some people have, most people have different, you know, a different way of living, the way they were raised. Some people are, what do they call it now? Being trafficked, right? And some people who are doing drugs, and some people who commit this crime and that crime. I'm in the prison with murderers. But what you don't understand is murderers, people who haven't committed murder, are still human beings, right? And I had the opportunity to get to know different people. I had the opportunity to get to know different women who they say, oh, this person murdered this person did this, and this person did that. But a lot of times, a lot of us are seconds away from a thought of doing something to somebody else when you're angry or whatever. So anyway, back to opportunities. Actions begetting opportunities. So my action was I committed a crime or I did something wrong. I ended up shooting somebody, and then it gave me the opportunity to go to prison. You can look at it in a negative light, or you can look at it in a positive light. But going to prison showed me who I really was. That was an opportunity, negative or positive, or whatever way you want to view it or your perception of it. It gave me the opportunity to see where I did not want to be, what I didn't want to do, what I didn't want to experience, right? So while I was in prison, I had my actions. Let me tell you about my actions while I was in prison. I wasn't in there gangbanging or throwing up signs or doing drugs or doing this or doing that. Don't get me wrong. You know what I'm saying? That goes on, but that wasn't my thing. It don't go on in the women prison, not in Wisconsin. Come on now. But it gave me the opportunity, my actions. What I did was I said, oh, okay, I'm going to be great. I'm going to abide by the rules. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. However, the officers or the people in charge did not know how to handle some melanated person who was educated, who had more education than them, right? But my action said, okay, I want all the anger management classes. I took anger management. I had the opportunity to take anger management. I was shipped to a county jail for 6 months. Then from there, I was shipped to Oklahoma, away from my family. From there, where I had the opportunity to learn to take a real anger management class. And what else did I do? My actions were, I wanted to take Greek mythology, right? I took classes. I learned about the stock market while I was in prison. These are my actions, right? I learned how to repair computers. So when I sat in the prison, I said, when I get out, I'm going to go back to college. I'm going to open a nonprofit to help women. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And I was talking about my hype dream, right? And guess what? When I was released, those things that I said I was going to do, my actions was I tried to go back to college. They were like, you can't go back to college. You have loans. You have student loans that are in default. I was like, dang. Obstacle. Then I went and tried to, you know, be in a house with, you know, my mother and live with my mother. And then I guess she kicked me out on my birthday. Then I'm like, dang, obstacle. Then I go work at this place at basically, it's called Manpower Staffing Agency. I worked there. I did great work. And when I say great work, I did great work, right? And I was actually the They gave me some type of award, and I won an iPod, and I was like, oh, okay, iPod, great. I was like, I don't know how to use an iPod. They were like, what? You don't know how to use an iPod? I'm like, no. They're like, you do this and do that. Okay, and so long story short, they wanted to hire me, right? But when they ran my background, and even though I was the best, because my actions gave me the opportunity to apply for the position because I was the best at what I did, guess what they did? They rejected me. Another obstacle. So in all of these things, my actions beget these opportunities to get hired at this country store, it was called. Guess what? They didn't hire me. So instead of me whining and crying and moaning and pissing and moaning and getting upset and all that, guess what I did? What my actions were? My actions were to find another job to continue. They told me I couldn't go back to school. Well, then I found a way to go to MATC, the area technical college, to go to there until I can clear up my defaults. My defaulted student loans. And then once that cleared, I went back to school, right? Then I went to work a construction. See, these are my actions. And I'm trying to show you. And not only did I do that, I opened a business to refurbish computers because I refurbished computers inside the prison because I had a job where I made a dollar. You know, I don't know if it was a dollar an hour or a dollar a day. I think I made a dollar an hour. And, you know, as BSI computers, and guess what? Those are the actions that I took in prison, and then I utilized those and the things that I learned from prison to come out and use them in the real world, so to speak, right? So I started a business refurbishing computers. Those were the actions that I took that beget opportunities. And so those actions beget an opportunity of, oh, I can fix this person's computer. I can fix this person's computer. I can go back to school. I can do this. And all of that built up to guess what? Guess what? I finished college. I finished my undergrad in criminal justice and sociology. Okay. Quit playing with me. So, and then I went on to get my master's degree in business because I'm a serial entrepreneur. Already. Then I had opened my own nonprofit organization. So all the things that I'm learning, my actions is begetting my opportunities. All the things that I understand that, hey, I don't really want to work for anybody. So I started having my own nonprofit to help women coming out of prison, right? And I'm all of these things that I'm seeing, if I never went to prison, had the opportunity to go to prison, and I'm not advocating for you to go to prison. Don't get it twisted. Quit playing with me. What I'm trying to show you is your actions are going to bring opportunities your way. When I say beget, it's going to rise up. Your opportunities are going to just start coming forth. But if you're not doing any action, you're not putting anything to it, how do you expect to rule with greatness over your life? How do you expect to get where you want to be? You steady complaining. And another thing, you got to watch what's coming out of your mouth. Huh? You got to watch what's coming out your mouth. But all I'm saying, all of this to say, you can have whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can be whatever you want to be, right? If I know at the age that I am now, if I knew this at 21, my God, my God, my God, my God, man, guess what? I would have been getting that U.S. citizenship back. That's a little over somebody's head, right? But anyway, stay focused. Your actions can beget your opportunities. Your actions can get you to exactly where you want to be. So all the things, all the going to the prison, all the being molested, all the being homeless, all the living on the street, all the being in domestic violence, all the or experiencing domestic violence on both sides, the giver and the receiver, being teaching, advocating and teaching people with HIV, AIDS and all that, to being all of these things beget opportunities for me. All my actions beget opportunities to end up being want to getting a job at the health department and then being positioned to be the deputy commissioner of community health. Now, let me tell you how that all that stuff, you know, even in my own life, to being a person who live an alternative lifestyle, right? This is it, how I ended up, you know, basically going to prison. I didn't know how to control myself and my actions and things like that. So I ended up shooting somebody and who I was involved with or used to be involved with and going to prison. And then I came home and my actions changed. My lifestyle changed. God came and transformed my heart and changed me. And then when I become the deputy commissioner, then they say, well, she basically, because of my testimony, because I'm telling people about what happened to me, about the actions that I went through and the opportunities that I began, I was given the opportunity to become a deputy commissioner. And guess what? They said, well, since she's saying she's delivered from homosexuality, well, she's not being all inclusive. And that upriled the people at the United Way, and that upriled these people and that people and this and that. When these people, United Way and all these other people, did not understand, yeah, so I can, you know, I say what I want to say. The people didn't understand that I was the perfect candidate for the job for people in community health, because I lived the life as a homosexual at that time in my past life, and God showed me, and I was chose another path. I was delivered. I was transformed. I saw, you know, just like, and then they said, well, she's not all inclusive, and we want to be all inclusive, and so we're going to rescind the offer for her so she can't have the job. But what you got, where you got it twisted was, I was the perfect candidate for the job because I was the perfect person who had been homeless in my lifetime, who had been mistreated as a homosexual, who had people have tried to pull guns out on because I was gay, and people have tried to beat up because of my lifestyle. So I understand that lifestyle because I lived it for 18 years. And when you do that, what people didn't understand at the United Way and all these other places, what you fail to realize, what you pass judgment on me because you didn't know me, because I'm a person from the community, for the community. And I'm not a politician or anything like that, but I was the perfect candidate for the job because I've been working hand in hand with individuals who had HIV AIDS. I was the person, the correct person who loved. I don't care if you gay, straight, crooked eyed, black, brown, white, Puerto Rican, but I love you. Now, if you're a good person, you're a good person. It doesn't matter about your sexuality. But because I'm just trying to show y'all that my actions in my past begat an opportunity at the end of the tunnel, at the end of the road, where I became, where they promoted me to a deputy commissioner, but because of the actions in my past as well, they took that opportunity from me. When I'm only trying to tell people in a church, I'm trying to let them know that, you know, I was homeless, I was molested, I was abused, I was a victim of domestic violence, I was not just a victim, but a person who issued or gave out or dished out or distributed domestic violence. That was me. And I was also a person who tried to commit suicide at one time in my younger years, a person who experienced all this stuff. So all those community issues, a person who utilized WIC before, all this stuff, I was a perfect candidate for the job. But because of my actions in my past, or the things that in my past beget the opportunity for them to deny me as the deputy commissioner. But guess what? Them denying me was also an opportunity. because it showed me that I'm better than putting myself in this box, right? I'm better than saying, hey, man, you should get your vaccines and everybody should be vaccinated. That's a lie. No, I don't agree with that. I'm better than being put in the box and allowing somebody to tell me what to do, how to do it, when to do it, because I'm, you know, my pastor called me a rebel. I'm just not going to, I'm not the person to conform, to be put in the box. And so even though I'm just trying to show you guys how, man, I'm trying to show you how to rule with greatness, how to be an emperor, an empress, a ruler on over your own life, how to rise up and stop believing what everybody tells you or all the negative people have told you in your life. But you got to start with yourself. You have to. You have to start with yourself. You have to decide for yourself, man, I want this and I want it so bad that I'm willing to sacrifice for myself. I'm willing to sacrifice going out at night. I'm willing to sacrifice tricking off my money. I'm willing to sacrifice turning the TV off. I'm willing to sacrifice, I can't go with to hang out with my friends today. I'm willing to sacrifice and read all these books. I'm willing to sacrifice and study what I proclaim that I want to be. I want good friends. I really wish I had a relationship with these women and better relationships and better friends and people who I can depend on. But are you putting in the actions to beget the opportunity for others to be able to depend on you? I'm just saying. Don't be mad at me. I'm just saying. Are you putting in the work? Faith, you got the faith, right? You got the faith. You spiritual, you know, all that good stuff. But dude, are you putting in the work? You are a God. And I know I lost some of y'all. Like, well, I'm a God. Yeah, the Bible says that you are God. He said, I'm a king and lord of lords and all that good stuff. Who is the other kings? Who is the other lords that he's talking about? You're a God. You just don't know it. And he also say in the Bible, how you a God? You feel me? Are you the type of person that's going to put in the work to get where you want to be? Are your actions, because either way it goes, guess what? Your actions is going to be getting an opportunity. Now, it could be an opportunity to fail. It could be an opportunity to lose. It could be an opportunity to win. It could be an opportunity to be successful. It's an opportunity. So opportunities go both ways because your actions can go both ways. You know, one time I had to talk about, you know, I was talking about this, what are you feeding yourself, right? You got this white dog and this black dog. Now I'm going to reverse it because I think, you know, black is all good. Now I'm going to feed the black dog, all good things. The black dog, you know, you read, you understand me? The black dog, you put healthy food. You eat once a day. You meditating with the black dog. You know, this is the black inside of you, right? Because to me, black is good. I don't know about you or yourself. You understand me? That melanin is good. Anyway, so I digress. Focus. Stay focused. I'm focused. All right. So the black dog. You feed it the Quran or the Bible or the Jehovah Witness Bible. I don't know. The Catholic Mass Bible. I don't know. You feed it the Mormon Bible of Latter-day Saints or whatever. You feed the Buddha. You meditating.
with the black dog. You sitting there feeding them all the vegetables and you juicing and all that good stuff. You're sleeping with the black dog. And you're concentrating with the black dog, right? You're doing all this great stuff, right? But then you're only positive things is going into the black dog and the black dog. And then on the left shoulder, you got this white dog. And this white dog, you feeding it flour, white sugar. You know, you watching raunchy TV shows. You're looking at the love and hip hop, and they cussing everybody out. You and your white dog, and you eating your white rice, your white sugar, your white this and that. The McDonald's, the Chick-fil-A, the Burger King, and all in the white dog. That's what you feeding the white dog, right? And all y'all doing is eating sugar. You know, no vegetables or nothing for the white dog. I'm just saying. You got the white dog on the shoulder and you got the black dog. Now, the black dog, the white dog is partying, taking cocaine, drinking, smoking weed. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying you out there kicking and staying out all night with the white dog. Okay? You're never reading the Bible or the Quran or the Jehovah's Witness Bible or the Mass Bible or the Catholic or whatever. I don't know. You're doing none of this positive stuff. You're only doing negative stuff with the white dog. Guess what? What's going to happen? The white dog is going to have the opportunity to have cancer. The white dog is going to have the opportunity, because of the actions that you display with the white dog, is going to have the opportunity to have cancer. And the opportunity, actions beget the opportunity for cancer. Actions beget the opportunity of diabetes, because we was eating all the sugar, right? The actions that beget the opportunities for the white dog to have nothing positive. You didn't feed it anything positive, so you don't have any positive things. So your opportunities for the white dog is all going to be negative. Because this was your actions. Then you have the black dog on the right, on the other side. On the other side, which you did all the positive things. So the positive things is the actions that beget the opportunities, where all the actions that you did was the positive things for the black dog. You have nothing else to give for the black dog because you gave all the good stuff. So the black dog is living into it to their 100. They have the opportunity to live to 100. The opportunity that they have a lot of weight loss. They looking good, feeling good, getting up, get a lot of rest. So the opportunities to for the black dog is all positive. So I'm saying to you, you know, you got to understand what you are feeding yourself. And when I say feeding, I don't mean like eating, but that could be part of it. I'm referring to what are you feeding yourself. What are you putting inside your body, inside your mind, inside your psyche? What are you saying to yourself? Is your actions negative? Is your actions positive? Is your actions good? Is your actions bad? Are you cussing people out all the time because you're mad about something? Are you saying, using negative words? I ain't gonna never have this. I ain't gonna never have that. Everybody always got this. Everybody always doing this. I mean, you don't have. Think about that now. Think about it. You better think about what you're trying to do to me. Yeah, think. You get what I'm saying? Think about what you're doing and the actions that you display, because whatever actions that you are displaying, good or bad, that's what the opportunity is going to be. You can have the opportunity to go to prison. You can have the opportunity, but why do that when you can have the opportunity to be the best you that you can be? I'm just saying. I'm just wondering. So anyway, like I said, I wanted to teach you what I want to get out of this podcast. I want you to be great. I want you to know that you're a god or a goddess, an emperor or empress. If you listen to the intro music, it says how to rule with greatness, be a king, a queen, or empress, or emperor of over your own life. We want to elevate. We're going to rule and take you higher. You get what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying? Because all of the, why you keep those negative people around you? Why do you keep negative people around you who mean you no good, who always talking negative, who have nothing good to say? Because their everything is energy, and what they're doing is draining your energy. Come on now. You got to love yourself a little harder. Love yourself a little stronger. Love yourself a little better. And rule with greatness. So, like I said, today I just wanted to talk to you about ruling with greatness. And from now on, every podcast, I'm going to give you a little tidbit. It might be a tidbit on health. It might be a tidbit on credit. It might be a tidbit on business credit. It might be a tidbit on, you know, just I want you to do some research so you don't believe the things that everybody's telling you, but you put in forth some effort into your own life to rule with greatness and to be great. So, yeah, I just want to end this podcast with a tidbit today. A gold nugget. Call them gold nuggets at the end of the podcast. Gold nugget. This is the gold nugget section. Okay, so for all my people who are trying to build up their business, their business credit. No, let's not do business credit. Let's do personal credit. You're trying to clean up your personal credit. You can do, here are the tips. This is the gold nugget corner. That's what we're going to call it. Let me write that down. The gold nugget corner. Gold nugget corner. Okay, so in the gold nugget corner, we're going to talk about your personal credit. So I want you to, if you have your credit report, if you look at your credit report, go look back at your credit report, and I want you to look at your credit cards on your credit report. There is a space where it says the reporting date, not of the entire credit report, but when your credit card was reported. I want you to look at that date. Say that date says September 1st. What I want you to do is take your credit report and understand, okay, say you have a $15,000 credit card. And if the reporting date is September 2nd, on September 1st or August 30th, I want you to take all of your checks. All of your check, your entire check, amen, and take your whole entire check and put it on your credit card. Okay, so what that's going to do is going to reduce your credit limit all the way down, probably even lower than 30%, right? And what you do is you pay that credit card off. Because it's going to say on the 1st and it's reporting on the 2nd. On the 2nd, amen, 2nd or 3rd, you can go back and get that money and spend it and buy whatever you need, whatever you need. But guess what it's going to do? This is a gold nugget, because this is the gold nugget corner. It is going to boost your credit score way up. Because if you take your credit cards and it says have the report date on your credit report, not the big credit report, it's just the reporting date of your Capital One card or the reporting date of your Bank of America card, a BMO here, or whatever you want to call it, Barclays, all of them. That reporting date, and you can go to Equifax and get this information, pull your credit, and it usually does it on Equifax. You can pay your credit card off on the first, and it reports the second, and it will give your credit score a huge boost. Okay? And then you can go back and use the credit card or take the money back off the card that you need to use. Okay? Now, don't tell me I don't give y'all these gold nuggets. You didn't know you can do that? Yeah, you can do that. So remember to get your credit report. Look at the reporting dates of your credit card and use your bank, I mean your check, your payroll check or whatever you get, and put you a lump sum right on it, right before it reports, the day before it reports, or 2 days before it reports. And then on the day that it reports, you can go back and get the money off the card, because this is going to give you a boost. Say you're trying to get this car real quick, or you're trying to get whatever real quick. You need a boost, or you're trying to get that SBA loan, and you know they need you. You know they need you need to have a good credit score, right? Or a decent credit score. This is how you're going to boost it real quick. So now, that has been the Golden Corner, where you get tidbits on how to rule with greatness in the Golden Corner. So anyway, I just want you to rule with greatness. You have to change your mindset. Steps to ruling with greatness is changing your mindset, changing how you think, how you perceive things. Obviously, if things didn't work out for your parents, it's not going to work out for you. You know, the things that they did, the bankruptcy, the this, the that. So try something different. Look deeper into what actions you are displaying and what opportunities that you want versus the opportunities that you're getting. So you just might have to just make a little tweak, or you might have to just break down those walls and build it up again. Like I said, you've been in tune with Nabu the Ruler, where we rule with what? Greatness in these streets. Bye, y'all.
Hey, in these streets, we won't ever break. Here to uplift, yeah, we here to elevate. Hey, in these streets, wanna see you rise. Time to be a ruler of your own life. Inspire, we gotta take it higher. You a royalty, king and queen, call you sire. Nabu the Ruler, yeah, I'm talking about an empress. Empower the world through her talent and gifts. Sharing great lectures, skits and clips. Plenty interviews, this is an experience. Real conversations, you gotta come see. This is what you need, come and find us in these streets. Ay, in these streets, we won't ever break. Here to uplift, yeah, we here to elevate. Ay, in these streets, wanna see you rise. Time to be a ruler of your own life. In these streets, we won't ever break. Here to uplift, wanna see you elevate. Let's go.